This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The World Health Organization convened an emergency committee on COVID-19 to assess the current status of the pandemic. The WHO calls for global solidarity in supporting efforts to contain the new coronavirus. Right now, more than 18 million people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, 4.6 million of them in the hard-hit United States and 2.7 million in Brazil. 689,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the U.S. and 94,000 in Brazil. As Victoria's capital and Australia's second city, Melbourne, starts a six-week curfew, officials order non-essential businesses to close starting midnight Wednesday as they struggle to control a coronavirus outbreak. Victoria begins a state of disaster today after 700 new COVID-19 cases were confirmed. The state's premier, Daniel Andrews, says the move is critical to shut down the virus. A Norwegian cruise ship line has halted all trips and apologized Monday for procedural errors after an outbreak of coronavirus on one ship infected at least 4 passengers and 36 crew members. The 40 people on the MS Roald Amundsen, who tested positive, have been admitted to a hospital north of the Arctic Circle where the ship is currently docked. Authorities worry the virus may spread further because the ship often acts like a ferry, transporting people and cargo from port to port. Russia said Monday it aims to launch mass production of a coronavirus vaccine next month and turn out several million doses per month by next year. The country is pushing ahead with several vaccine prototypes, and one prepared at the Gamaleya Institute in Moscow has reached advanced stages of development. This is VOA News.